Hey, this is Joe Quesada, and you're listening to The Action Room.
Okay, and we're back with another week's episode of The Action Room.
Woohoo!
I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And we are here with a very special episode this week because this is the week of Stephen King's new comic book venture.
That's right. It's the first midnight opening for a comic book release
in publishing history. And we had the Action Room there live at the event. I was felled with a small cold, and I was regrettably not able to come. So our intrepid producer, Mike Turney, and Afua Richardson went and saw the thing and did the deed.
We braved the cold.
Yes, it was extremely cold that week. Something
like
10 degrees.
It was a great turnout. It was a great turnout.
Joe Quesada.
Yep, we had an interview with Joe Quesada and Jay Lee and Peter David. And you can check that out on the Action Tube.
That's right, our YouTube division. We've got a whole other division of the company. We've got a staff of 48 manning the Action Tube. So just click on the Action Tube link on our fantabulous website, and you will see Mr. Quesada, Mr. Lee, Afua, and the glory that is Midtown Comics.
Mm-hmm.
And right before that, Mike and Afua attended the Comic Book Club, which is a terrific talk show,
That's right.
A weekly talk show about comics.
At the Pit over on 29th Street between 6th
and
7th.
Every Tuesday night. Those guys are freaking hilarious. They know their comics, and they're brilliant. They put on a great show every week.
Great show. I really enjoyed myself.
They're also on MySpace. Check out their MySpace page.
As a matter of fact, we have an interview. Did you know that, guys? We
yes,
have an
indeed.
Interview.
We're very psyched. Alex,
I like to surprise them.
You know.
Mike loves us.
Mike just goes out, gets the goods, brings it in. He blows our minds.
So I talked to Alex, who kind of started the comic book club.
Right.
And he just kind of, we did a real quick interview just for the show, and he kind of mainly just plugged it.
Excellent,
But let's take a listen.
I'm here with Alex from the comic book club. Just a little bit of the background, like how'd you guys get this together and who's a part of it?
Two guys I knew, Pete and Justin. I'd been friends with them for a while. I knew they were funny guys and good producers. And slowly we kind of found out that we were comic geeks as well. So once I realized that I had these two other funny guys that were great producers and funny, I pitched them the idea for the show. They loved it. And the next month we were performing it every week.
So this is what I heard. The comic book club might be recorded for TV or web or whatnot. Is there something that, you know, initially you might change, like as far as, you know, your segments or
more about, I think, what we would keep. And I think the most important thing to us is having the audience watching the show. I
sure.
think that's one of the things that really makes the show unique is the audience more and more is really part of the show. You know, they shout things out, we respond to them.
Cool. So thanks so much, Alex.
All right, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
All right, so that was Alex, the initiator of the wonderful Comic Book Club weekly talk show event. Can't say enough about those guys. They also give out every week a free $25 gift certificate to Midtown Comics if you play their trivia game.
Very generous, which our wonderful host, Tony Wolf, aced.
Well, I got 2 out of 3 questions correct, and I got the third one wrong, and I was shamed in front of my geek fellow members
but
the
you
geek
still,
community.
But you still
I did not know the Silver
taste
Surfer's
taste.
Home planet of Zenlaw. And then once they told it to me, I was like,
wow.
Fuck, I know that! But I still got my $25. They were nice enough to give me the whole thing. So,
that's cool, because I don't think anyone knows that.
So we've got some great video interviews that Mike and Afua got from the Midtown Comics Midnight opening of The Dark Tower, The Gunslinger Born, which is a pretty fun comic, by the way. It's a good setup first issue. Beautiful art by Jay Lee. Now, we also brought up the question to Joe Quesada, editor-in-chief of Marvel Comics, of digital comics. Will digital comics be the wave of the future in which some people speculate they will be?
I really hope they don't. There's something about just owning a tangible copy.
Yeah, I agree. And really, forget comics. The same holds for newspapers, books, any printed media in the publishing world. I very much agree with you, Afua. You want something that you can take on the bus, take into the bathroom, take on a trip, read on a beach. Seriously. And so on this audio clip of the Joe Quesada experience at the midnight opening, Afua asked Mr. Quesada what he thought about the future of digital comics, and here's what he had to say.
I think eventually, you know, this could be 30, 40 years from now, but I think that's where the whole world is going, is into the world, the digital domain. So I wouldn't be surprised if it happened. But, you know, like everything else, the comics will adapt, and they'll just become better for it.
Yeah, digital comics, I just always want the printed medium to be available to me. And you know what? We're already discussing this on our forum, the message board for theactionworld.com. So jump in and join the extremely productive, extremely loquacious discussion, and we'll see you there. And maybe Mike will put up his SIG picture so you know what he looks like.
Don't use such big words, though, in the forum.
Okay. The Action Room is not for the loquacious. No, is not. But I believe in talking up to the audience. Please stalk us, because, you know, we're a new show. We need your attention. We crave your attention like a sponge, and we need stalkers. Maybe not Afua so much, but me. I'm volunteering for stalking.
I really don't need any more.
Afua has her fair share of stalkers, so be warned. You can stalk Tony Wolf. You can stalk Mike Turney. And just Google us, stalk us. It'll be great.
Yeah, I know
What?
I know Judah.
Afua will kick all of your ass. All right, so next week we've got a very special treat for you, Action listeners. We have our first surprise live performance from a very hot New York band. And you're just going to have to wait in suspense with bated breath for next week until we reveal the live performance. It sounds awesome.
Please, Tony, can you tell me, please?
I can't. Maybe after the show, off the record. No, Mike, no.
I know what it is.
The Comic-Con is coming up in two weeks, right?
Yeah, that's right. February 23rd through the 25th at the Jacob Javits Center.
That's precisely right. Jacob Javits Center is going to be our house. We're going to be in the house.
We got passes.
That's right, man.
Action
we got free
room
passes.
In the house.
All right, thanks very much. Have a great week. Thank you for listening. You are what makes this show special, people.
We'll
and us, because we kind of make it, but you make it, really make it. So I'm Tony Wolf.
And I'm Afua Richardson.
And you are just the action greatest. Have a great week.